Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights.
A beautiful Friday morning here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, about 10:05, and I'm really excited. It's Friday. It's after 10 o'clock, which means it's time for your weekly Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, Jenna, and good morning, Pensacola, and you are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show, so jot this number down, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You can text or call any questions or comments you might have about your boat, maybe about your education over at Georgetown Technical College or something like that, or just call in to or text us to let us know how we're doing, and let us know maybe you're continue to be a listener with our show and all that. So just 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine is located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounted pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians, many of them that which Georgetown Technical Center has provided, are out there working, and they have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can check them out on Facebook. Also, they have their specials on there, consignment sales, so maybe you need to sell a boat or maybe you're looking for a boat. Key Marine is your go-to place for all these services. You can contact them, again, at 850-492-0487. I'm the instructor out at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch us on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. That's georgetowncollege.edu. They got a great chat feature on there, and people can contact myself. They can contact counselors. Maybe they can contact our area to get a VA or Pell Grant approved. They can go on there and start that process, and they can do that through that chat feature at georgetowncollege.edu. So check them out on that page. You can also go by and see them at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. They are directly across from UPS on Longleaf Drive. You can't miss them. They're on the left-hand side over there if you're coming down from Blue Angel Parkway. You can check them out and go by and see them. They are open for business, and the counselors will see you and talk to you about your education needs. They have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So check them out. Give them a call, go by and see them, talk to them about all that, and hit that chat feature, and they are more than happy to explain all that to you. I answer several people a week on the chat feature, and they ask questions about my program, how long it takes to be in my program, what the process is, and I'm able to email or call those people back and get them lined out over at Georgetown Technical College. So we do a lot of great things over there. It's been a busy week in our Marine class. We've had a full class all week, and students have been doing a lot of shop work this week, a little bit of lecturing. I lectured all day Monday on electrical systems, and then the rest of the week we started hands-on projects as far as electrical is concerned, and then we also have students working out in the shop, and we're just doing a lot of work over there. So having a lot of fun. Students are learning. It's just a great atmosphere for students and for our staff when students are out there learning and doing what they came to do, learn, and maybe get into a new career in the marine industry. It's just a great time over at Georgetown. I would like to give a shout out this morning. I want to give a shout out to one of my graduate students, James Griswold. And James is actually listening from an engine compartment down in Destin, Florida this morning. He sent me a message this morning wanting to know what I was going to talk about. He listens to the show quite often. But James graduated from Georgetown. Oh, gosh, I guess it's been a couple years ago. And he's been working in field, has his own business now, and he does a lot of diesel work. And so he travels around and does work in our area, and right now he just happens to be down in Destin, Florida.
Well, guess
and,
what?
Working on a diesel engine and some boat stuff down there. So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
We have a surprise for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. James is actually on the phone with us. Hey, James.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, James. I was just talking about you.
Yeah, I heard.
So how's it going down there? Good, good, good.
It's going good.
Good.
I love a greasy hole.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners why we got you on the phone, or just, unless you have something else you want to talk about, maybe tell them about your experience over at Georgetown.
Yeah, it was by far the best college education I've gotten, and I've been to a few colleges, in fact, and you can't beat a tech school. You just can't. The jobs out there, and not to mention you get to have fun with, you know, all kinds of fun machines. But, yeah, it was great education, great everything, and then just furthering it with added diesel.
Yeah, how long ago was it that you were in class? When did you graduate? I said 2 years. I may be off a little bit.
Yeah, it was actually a little over a year now. It was December before last.
Okay.
I've been in business now since March. It'll be a year now. Actually, it's a little over a year now, actually. I started March of last year, right before everything went all crazy. And
okay.
I tell you what, I've been busy ever since.
It's a great time to be in the industry, isn't it?
Man, is it. These folks just hurting for folks, just hurting. I'm having to drive 3 hours down here for a service call because they can't find nobody else to do this job. Apparently, they've already had three different people down here, and I hate to say it, but I actually figured it out in the first 5 minutes I was here.
So, is that right?
I wouldn't have been able to do that without George Stone. Yeah, they had it wired completely backwards. They had the plus on the minus on the plus, and of course it ain't going to work that way. Luckily, they didn't fry the bilge pump. So,
wow.
You know, it just takes a little. Oh, yeah, the handy dandy power probe, too. Can't leave home without it.
That's great, man. I appreciate you giving us a call today. I didn't expect that at all. And, you know, usually you're just going to listen in. So I do appreciate you calling in today.
Yeah, usually.
All right, James. And,
it was a good day.
Appreciate you. That was such a
great surprise.
Oh my goodness, Steph and I could not have timed that any better. Just so you know, I did not do that.
That's great. I appreciate it, James. I'm proud of you, and I'm happy for how things are going for you. You know, I'm always there for you if you need anything, and I appreciate you listening to the show. So thank you so much.
Yes, and now we have Bob from Pensacola. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Boat Smart. Do you have a question for Stephen?
Yes, I do. Stephen, thank you for everything you do. We appreciate you and enjoy your show. The question I have is, what do you track the placement of these kids that graduate? And, you know, what percent land a job in the first, you know, say 3 months?
Okay. All right. So we really have a great placement rate at our school, as far as my class is concerned, and it's around 98% placement rate. Where it helps us is to be able to co-op students and put them in dealerships after they have so many hours. So the placement rate's great, and that, you know, that's because the industry's so strong. So we have a good placement rate,
right,
and the fact that we have a great relationship with our business partners.
Okay. And are all of your business partners local, or are they, they cover a geographic area?
My business partners go all the way up into North Alabama. I have some business partners over in the Mississippi area, and then mainly in the local area, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, over into the Destin area. So a lot of local business partners. But the ones that we have outside of our area is to give thanks to Yamaha and Mercury, because As we have our field reps out in the field, the dealerships are looking for people to go to work. And those companies, Yamaha and Mercury, both recommend our school, and they contact us through that as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that's terrific. Hey, listen, I just wanted to call in. I was curious about that. But as an educator, thank you for what you do. And Jenna, it's always a pleasure listening to you as well.
Awesome.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bob, so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much. We appreciate those calls this morning. That's great.
Yeah, if you have any more calls, please chime in. We love hearing from you, 437-1620.
Yep, give us a call or text. We're more than happy to answer those questions and help you out. We had one last week, and I want to touch on this one because we had a text message that came in late, and I hope this listener is on this morning. And you had sent me a message after I went off air, and the question was, is it harmful to clean boats with bleach? And is it harmful to clean boats with bleach? Well, of course, bleach is a pretty strong chemical, and it can remove stains and things like that on the deck and those type of areas. But when it comes to cleaning upholstery and things like that, you have to be very careful with what you use. A lot of the problems that we see, especially with bleach, is people try to use it on upholstery. They'll maybe use a solution of 50-50 or whatever. They'll break it down a little bit with water. But still, the bleach actually breaks down the threads in the upholstery, and the threads start coming out on the upholstery, or it discolors the upholstery. So I don't recommend really a lot of use of bleach in boats. Maybe if you have a hard stain or something like that, that's okay. But there's so many different cleaners out there specific to the deck, specific to the engine compartment, those kind of things, and the upholstery and that kind of stuff. So I don't recommend it on a normal cleaning basis, but on hard type stains, maybe on the deck or something like that, it's okay. But I don't recommend it, to use all the time. I'll tell you what else really wreaks havoc on upholstery, and I know this is a combination that we really can't do much about, but suntan lotion really hurts upholstery. And I've seen a lot of boats come in with discoloration in the upholstery, or where the actual seed discoloration, where the actual foam inside the upholstery is bleeding back through the upholstery through the vinyl into that area and is discoloring it. And a lot of times suntan lotion will do that. So it's very important to find the right cleaning solvent to clean your upholstery and make sure you take care of that. Also, covering the boat helps you with that also. So I hope that answered that question about bleach. Just stay away from it if you can, and use the proper cleaning supplies to go in and clean your boat. So, yeah, great question. Thank you for asking that. Again, it is a call-in show or text. You can call us or text us at 850-437-1620 is the phone number. And you can ask me any question you have about your boat. Maybe you have a question about the education you can receive over at Georgetown. Any of those things, we're more than happy to answer those questions. So I want to continue, I guess, on our we were talking last week about old school versus new school technology. And we continue to work both old school and new school type training at George Stonen. And I believe, okay? If you go to if you're in a class, whether it's a marine service class, or maybe you're in an automotive class or anything like that, personally, in the way I do things, I believe that you have to know about old school in order to be able to do the new school stuff, the laptop and understanding the systems and things like that. So I spend a lot of time on older, not only old technology, but the importance of understanding how a two-stroke works, the importance of understanding how a four-stroke works. Electrical systems, I do the same thing. Even though we're starting to see a lot of digital gauges and things like that, we still teach on analog. We still teach on the systems in the boat, the bilge pump, the blower, the horn, all those things that we see in these boats. Even though many boats are getting further advanced in these systems, the actual components are all the same. So how they turn on and turn off the components may differ, but the troubleshooting procedure is fairly the same. So I think it's important to teach students the old ways along with the new ways, and that's how I bring my class up to that level of expertise, if you will, understanding the laptop and the systems that we use. So it's very important to do that. Right now I have two students that are working on a console, and what they're doing, they're working with a pair of Mercury 200s that Mercury donated to us, and they're de-rigging the 200. In other words, they're taking everything off of this console, and they're going to reinstall a single engine back on this console, and then they're going to have to use the Mercury G3 software once they get everything wired in to set everything back up to these engines or to this engine. The benefit to all this, as the students work forward through this rigging process, is they're actually, we're taking a twin control off and they're adding a single control back in. So they're having to do some fabrication work to this console to try to make it look, you know, pretty good when they go back together with it. They're having to rewire the console and make sure that the wire placement is correct and these type of things. So they're working on rigging and understanding how the wires and everything should go in the boat. They're understanding how important it is that the control box is in the right area, the key switches are in the right area, the safety switches are in the right area, and the gauges placement and all that. So you can consider that part the old school learning where they're trying to rig out a boat. And then you go into trying to make sure that the wiring's correct and hooking everything up, and then using software to set up the engine to make sure that the engine is working properly with the controls and the gauges and those kind of things. So those students are working on it, and I get excited watching the students. I actually went to the shop last night and was taking pictures of these, what these students were doing. And I like to share those pictures on my Facebook page. And sometimes George Stone will share my pictures on their Facebook page also. And it's fun to see this transition, watching the students work and how they read and they learn and they start to understand how these things come together. So that's what we're working on this week, and then the following weeks at school, we're getting further into the Yamaha software, the Mercury software, and learning about that. Looks like we have Ray Jones on the phone. We're going to take his call.
Hey, Ray, welcome to Boat Smart.
Thank you. I have a quick question about a bolster. I have an odd-shaped bench that I'd like to have a marine-type cushion built for that. It's an outdoor pool, and I'd like to have some information of where I might have that done.
Okay. Can you say that one more time for me, please?
Okay. I have a odd-shaped bench that I have for an outdoor pool, but I'd like to have a marine-type cushion made for that. I don't know where to have it done.
Okay.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like, have the bench upholstered. Actually, so this is kind of fun, if Stephanie, you don't mind me jumping in. My friends just did the same thing because they realized every time they bought outdoor furniture with a cushion, Ray, it got moldy and gross and was so hard to clean. So what they found was they actually went online on, like, Marketplace, and they found somebody throwing away their old, I guess cushions from their boat, and they got them. They actually went to like a local fabric store and were able to find the right upholstery to put over those. And so, I mean, honestly, I would call like Daryl Sewing or somebody like that to see like if you can and find out how you can get some of those custom made, but they do last longer. Stefan, I will say my kids play at their house all the time. They play bubbles and all the things, and nothing holds up outside like a marine quality upholstered seat cushion.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just couldn't quite hear him on that question, but you're 100% right, Jenna. And there's many places around town that also do that, upholstery shops around town that can help you out with that also.
Yeah, I love that idea. Ray, thank you so much for that. That's really cool.
Yep, appreciate the help on that, Jenna, for sure.
Oh, no worries. I just know because the other day my kids were tearing up their house with some finger paint, and they just wiped it right off. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yep, great. Ray, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I wanted to interrupt like that.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Because, you know, it's funny because I was trying to put that together in my mind, trying to understand what he was talking about on that. And so I tell my students, you know, we all learn, and we all learn from, you know, on a daily basis, we should all learn something, right? You're always learning. And no matter who you are or what you're doing as an instructor, I learn every day. Something in my class, and a lot of times students will put me on the spot and ask me what I've been learning during the day, or on what did you learn on Thursdays, and I have to really, you know, say, okay, this is what I learned this week, you know, and it's good to learn, and I just learned a little tip there. That's great information. So
yay.
We appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
So to continue on, let me give that phone number out one more time. We do have a few more minutes, I think. So the phone number is 850-437-1620. We get some good calls today. I appreciate that very much. I like to know that people are listening, and I appreciate that very much. So as these students are working on these consoles, like I said, I'm watching them. I'm going over and checking on them, and they are installing this equipment in the consoles, and eventually they're going to have to set these consoles up using the software for these consoles. We do this both with Yamaha and with the Mercury product. And we have different software for each one. Yamaha software is YDIS. Mercury software is the G3 software. And the students have to use the software, learn about it, and use it to get proficient in that software and what it does. And I believe that a technician that understands the program, the software that they're using on the motors, the better they understand that and how the engine to look at the perimeters on the engine, to look at and read that software, the better it is for that technician to troubleshoot the systems. And it doesn't matter they have to know the old school. They need to know that the ignition system is working properly. They need to know that the motor has compression and fuel and all these things that go along with it, because a lot of times places or some technicians believe that the software that they hook up, the laptop that they hook up to the engine, is going to tell them everything, and it doesn't. So many times I've talked to a person that's been trying to troubleshoot an engine, and they have software attached to it, and they're thinking it's this or thinking that, and they're not going back to the what they learned, the normal stuff of ignition, compression, fuel, air, those kind of things. And then it's simply a matter of the engine just needed a tune-up, spark plugs. That's something, you know, a symptom like that. And now they're not trusting what they're seeing on their software because they don't understand it, and they're trying to put things they're putting things into their head that's getting them around the basics, if you will. So, you know, we continue to teach that over at Georgetown. Next week I want to touch on some other stuff that we're talking about as far as the technology. I want to talk about the YCOP system that Yamaha has and what it's doing in our classroom right now. So you need to think about YCOP next week. We're going to talk about that and explain how that system works and how that could be good or that could be bad as far as technology is concerned. So it's just been a great week. We're having a great time with all this. And I talked to a dealer this morning, and I have a co-op student at this dealership, and I have a part-time student at this dealership. And I want to talk about how excited I am about that. So we have the last text on here. You want to go ahead and tell us about that, Jenna?
This is so encouraging. So this listener said, happy Friday to Jenna and Stefan. This is a great, easy stain remover for body fluids, dirt, tan lotion, and yes, even red wine. Okay. So it's a 2-to-1 mix of hydrogen peroxide and Dawn. Oh, I love Dawn. You apply it, let it sit depending on the stain, and then rinse really well. Add some baking soda if smelly. And for a General Stain and Dirt Lifter. You use half and half hydrogen peroxide and water. You apply it and then rinse. So
great.
That's amazing. I might use that forever.
That's great. Hey, a lot of technicians are good at, well, let me put it this way. A lot of guys, this is in closing, a lot of guys are good at making things, getting boats dirty, things dirty. We're not great at cleaning.
That's
appreciate
okay.
the tip. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week. Thank you to our sponsor, Key Marine. And again, we will be back on the air next week with Boat Smart.